Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and our study has been now for several weeks on coming from the book that Kay Arthur wrote, Lord, I Want to Know You, and it's about the names of God. So we have been learning through His names, His character, His attributes, and His nature. And today we're on chapter 15, or you can say lesson 15. And the name of the Lord that we're studying today is Jehovah Ra. And that means the Lord my shepherd. And we're going to look at several scriptures that tell us about the Lord our shepherd. Now, we've all heard and quoted the 23rd Psalm in God's Word, but do we understand as we say this Psalm from the Bible, do we really know who our shepherd is? And today we're going to learn who He is and what He does. So we're going to be able, as we study this, to evaluate ourselves by looking beyond what we are and looking at our shepherd. And so what we're going to discover is that it doesn't matter what we are, but only matters who He is, because that is all we need. Our Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd. Now, in the book of Romans, in chapter 7, verse 18, it says, the word of God says, for I know that nothing good dwells in me. And we know that that was a quote that Paul used. And he didn't look at himself as being good. And then we saw in John 15:5, where God's word said, apart from me, you can do nothing. And that was Jesus saying these words. He's saying, apart from me, you can do nothing. And then also we see in Philippians 4:13, Paul said, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. So I want us to look now at some more of God's Word. And we're going to see in this that God thinks about us, and we're going to learn what He thinks as we read this. Isaiah 53 tells us in verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. And then we look at again in the New Testament, and Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So the shepherd is looking at us as sheep. And we'll study about this when we go further in the scripture. Ezekiel 34:11 said, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. So we see how that God searches for us and He seeks for us. And then as you look back again at John 21, verse 17, this is where Jesus told Peter, He said, feed my sheep. And So we want to look now at some more scripture. I want to read some that was written in a devotional book that Kay Arthur wrote called Beloved, From God's Heart to Yours. And in that book, it was about sheep. So I want to read some scripture from there so we can see what we can learn about a shepherd and about a sheep. I'll start now in that. It says, if sheep do not have the constant care of a shepherd, they will go the wrong way, unaware of dangers, and they have been known to nibble themselves right off the mountainside. They're what we call dumb sheep. They don't think. They depend totally on their shepherd. They will overgraze the same land and run out of food unless the shepherd leads them to new pastures. And if they are not led to proper pastures, they will eat or drink things that are disastrous to them. Sheep easily fall prey to predators, and when they do, they are absolutely defenseless. And sheep can also become cast down, and in that state they panic and die. And what it means, cast down, if they get down and get on their back, they can't turn over by themselves. And they would just panic and die if they didn't have a shepherd. And so, because sheep are sheep, they need a shepherd to care for them. Now, the welfare of sheep depends solely upon the care they get from their shepherd, and therefore, the better the shepherd, the healthier the sheep. And when you see weak, sickly, and pest-infested sheep, you can be sure that their shepherd is not taking care of them. So, what is our great shepherd like? We learn that in the 23rd Psalm of God's Word. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we know that He gives us perfect, perfect rest. So, let's look at the 23rd Psalm. Let's first look at John 10 before we go to the 23rd Psalm. John 10, verses 1 through 17, and verses 26 through 33. And I will read these verses. Truly, truly, this is Jesus speaking. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. And then he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he puts forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. And a stranger they simply will not follow, but flee from him, because they do not know the voice of a stranger. Verse 6, this figure of speech Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what those things were which he had been saying to them. He was saying this to the ones that were following him. Jesus therefore said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, and I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, behold, the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd. Verse 17, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. But you do not believe, because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. The Jews took up stones again to stone him. See, he was speaking to these Jews that were not believers in him. And just Jesus answered them and said, I showed you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you stoning me? And the Jews answered him, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself out to be God. So, we see that Jesus tells us in these verses that he is the shepherd. He is the good shepherd. He is the one that looks after the sheep. And he is a Jehovah Ra, the Lord of hosts. All who believe upon his name, he tends to them just like a shepherd takes care of their sheep. And he uses this as an example to let us know that he is Jehovah Ra. He is the good shepherd. Now, Psalm 23 summarizes one of the greatest truths that relate us to what it means to be a child of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then the rest of the psalm describes why that you will not want. Let's read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, because the shepherd meets the sheep's needs, they're able to lie down. First of all, he said, they shall not want. And then he said, he makes them to lie down. And where it's in green pastures, it's saying that he gives them all that they need to feed on. And he leads them beside still waters, not waters that are rushing. A sheep would become frightened if they were led by a stream that was rushing water. But the good shepherd takes them where the stream is flowing lightly, where they can drink. And then he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The shepherd carries them in places that would be best for them to walk, and where that it would help the shepherd to get them through where they need to go. And even though they go through narrow places and places where the rocks are falling, they don't have to have any fear because he is taking care of them even when they go through those places. And they don't have to fear the animals and the things that are out there. Just like in our life, we don't have to fear the things that man can do for us, because we know that our shepherd, Jehovah Ra, is taking care of us and protecting us. And man can do nothing to us because he's watching over us. And because of that, we have the comfort of knowing that. And then he says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That means that everything that the shepherd does, he is preparing it for the sheep and not for the enemy. And he goes on to say that thou anointest my head with oil. I want to read some from a book that is written from Philip Keller. And the name of the book is A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. And in this book, he tells us it's impossible for sheep to lie down until first they're free from hunger. A sheep is not able to lie down and rest until they are fed. If they feel hungry and in need of food, they are not able to lie down. And in Psalm 23, we saw that the shepherd satisfied the sheep's hunger, and they can lay down in the midst of green pastures. And then Philip Keller goes on to say, second, if sheep are to rest, they must be free from fear. A sheep are helpless and timid animals with little means of defense. So they depend on the shepherd totally to protect them. They're very easily spooked or frightened. And the third thing that a sheep must have is rest until they're free. They can't even begin to rest until they're free from friction. What is that? It's anything that's disturbing them. You know, in your sleep, if there's loud, unnecessary, unfamiliar noises, or if you're having pain somewhere on your body, and anything that would cause you to not rest. The sheep is the same way, and they have to be free from anything that would disturb their sleep. And so they have to know that they have a defensive of someone looking after them. And then the fourth thing, sheep cannot rest unless they're free from pest. Now, sheep are really aggravated a lot with flies and parasites and other pests that torment them. And so they have to be free from that. The shepherd has to see that they are kept free from all of these pests. That's where he has to anoint them with oil that would keep out and keep off these pests. And you know, in life, whenever we are troubled by the things of the world, listening to the news and hearing all the bad things that are happening, and maybe a neighbor that's not a very good friend that causes you to be afraid even to go out of your house. These are pestilence to us, just like they have. And we have a good shepherd. We have Jehovah Rapha, that keeps us and takes care, and he anoints us with his word. So, looking at these four things that a sheep, and we have to put ourselves there in the word because we know that Jesus is our shepherd and we're the sheep. And I just want to read a little scripture that will show us God's word that's related to each one of these four things. The first need that the sheep has is freedom from hunger. And looking at 1 Peter, we want to just start out with 1 Peter, and then we're going to see what he is saying. He says, in the word, like newborn babes, this is 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn babes long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. So looking at that as us, as believers, once we have come to believe, we have to feed on God's word that we will grow just like the sheep. They have to feed on God's word because they can't grow unless they have something to feed on. And we can't grow unless we feed upon the word of God. Now, that was 1 Peter. Now looking at Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 through 14. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. So we are babes as long as we're feeding on the milk, so to speak, like a baby. Whenever we first become a Christian, we have to learn what God's word teaches us so that we will grow. And we go from first studying, and then studying more and studying more. And as we begin to know and understand the word, then it becomes solid food. It becomes easier through the Holy Spirit that we can learn of it. Now let's read one more scripture about freedom from hunger. And that 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. So here in 2 Timothy, Paul is telling Timothy that every word of God is inspired by God himself, and it's profitable by those that teach it, and it is training for righteousness. So that is what we can learn, and there's other scriptures, but we won't have time to do all the scriptures. So let's go on to the second need of a sheep, and that is freedom from fear. We know that in life itself that we have fears. We have things that come up in our life that causes us to be afraid. So let's see what the Word tells us that we can do to avoid this fear, because we have a shepherd, remember? 1 John 4, 16 and 18. And we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. So what John is saying in these words is that God is love. He is our shepherd, remember? Jehovah Ra. And he is our host, the Lord our host. And so in having the love of God, we should have no fear. Now, let's look at Psalm 36. It's Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. And this is what was written by the psalmist. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in thee, in God, whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust, and I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? So that's what we were saying earlier. As long as we have our trust in our shepherd, the Lord our host, we don't have to be afraid. We can put our trust in him. And the scripture says, what can mere man do to me? They may take our life, but they can't go any further. They can't touch our soul, because once we believe in the Lord, then we belong to him. And once we die, we are immediately in his presence. Now, let's look at the third thing that a sheep has to be free from. They have to be free from friction. And we're looking now at the things that we, as the Lord is our shepherd, I shall not want, all of these things. We won't want for the care that a shepherd gives us. Let's read Matthew 6, verses 12, and then verses 14 and 15. And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. For if you forgive men for their transgression, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men then your Father will not forgive your transgression. So the friction that it's talking about here is forgiving others. Whenever you have a disagreement with someone, it causes friction. And the only way that that can be removed is by forgiving one another. And we have a Father that we can go to because He forgive us our sins, then His Word teaches we should forgive others. Now, let's look and see what our next first Philippians 2:3-8. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself. This is another thing that will take away the friction, is by not being selfish, conceited, of putting yourself above others. Even Jesus himself, it says, even though he existed in the form of God, he didn't regard himself equal with God. So how can we then, as his sheep, regard ourselves equal with him that has been our shepherd, that is watching over us, that is protecting us? Now let's go on to the fourth thing that a sheep have to have before they can find rest. They have to have freedom from pest. And so let's look at some scripture. You know, looking at this, pests are things that torment, or things that causes us to be restful, and we can't enjoy things of life if those around us are causing things to happen, if they're accusing us of things that are not true, or gossiping and telling lies and things that are not true. You know, these sheep, they suffered because of what we call nose flies. And that's a fly that deposits eggs in the membrane of the sheep's nose. And then the eggs hatch, and they produce a larva that's like a worm, and it goes into the sheep's head, and it burrows itself down there, and that causes tremendous irritation, and it causes the sheep to thrash and knock their heads against the ground, and they can just be so irritated that it will cause them to even kill themselves to try to get rid of it. So looking at that in our lives as being the Lord's sheep, then how are we tormented by the flesh? The flesh itself can cause a lot of torment. Having a fear or being rejected or bitterness by others or hated by others or having failure in your life or sensuality or being a greedy person. And it even causes sometimes to drive a person to suicide, just like the sheep are tormented by these things that are in their head. Sometimes in life, in things that torment a person and cause them to just go mad, in other words, that they don't want to live, they commit suicide. So we have Jehovah Ra, the Lord our host. And whenever you look at the word host, we talk about the Lord our host. What does host mean? Host means something of a big group. It's more or less in a military term, that means a huge host of soldiers. The host of that group is a huge number. So we have a huge army through the Lord, our Jehovah Ra, that guards us, that feeds us, that keeps us from all harm. This is what we have learned. Now, I want to look at this freedom from pest. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 10. Verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculation and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So what Paul is saying to the Corinthians here is that we don't walk by flesh, and we don't war against the things of life by the flesh. It's not a warfare that's going on. It's a warfare between the spirit and the flesh. And we know that through the knowledge of God, that we're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Now let's look at Philippians 4, verses 6 through 9. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts, your minds, in Christ Jesus. He's saying in these verses that we don't have to worry about anything, just like a sheep that has a good shepherd doesn't have to worry because that shepherd is going to take care of that sheep. And we, being the sheep of the shepherd, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Ra, we don't have to worry about anything. That we can be anxious for nothing. And why? Because we can go to Him in prayer and request that He take care of us and help us. And He will give us peace. And that peace is a peace that passes all comprehensions. And then he said in chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good repute, if there is any excellence, if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things, the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you." Now, before we close, I want to look at some questions about what we have studied and see what we have learned through this study about the shepherd and his sheep. What do we learn then are the benefits as a child of Jehovah Ra, as being a sheep of the Lord Jesus? We know that he keeps us from hunger. He keeps us from fear. He keeps us from our enemies and from our sins. If we forgive, he forgives. And then the next question, what are some things that we've learned about ourselves that we need to share with others? And what have we found that we as a sheep need to improve in as him being our shepherd? We have to trust him more, don't we? And then, what is the main responsibility of Jehovah Ra, the Lord our host? We know that everything, because we can do nothing without him. Everything. And I guess as the shepherd, we started out in the beginning, they have to be fed. And to be fed, we have to pray for his guidance, and we have to remember that we can do nothing without him, and that he is everything. He is our shepherd. He is our army. And we depend on him for all of our needs. So, but as we close this, in what way then has Jehovah Ra met your needs? That is something that we all need to ponder on, to look back in our lives, in our daily walk, and see what the Jehovah Ra, our shepherd, the Lord of our host, what he has done in our lives. So let us close then. First of all, knowing that he is our Jehovah Ra. Father, we know that you're our shepherd. We know that you lead us through times of hunger. You lead us, Father, in our times of fear, when we're going through fear, when we're facing frictions in life. And there's many pests or pestilence or things. We know that you're always there, leading us and protecting us. And may each of us, as we close this study today on Jehovah Ra, the Lord our host, may we reflect on your word, on your truth, of what a great shepherd that we have, Father. We cannot go through life. We are like the sheep. We are dumb. We are helpless without you as our shepherd, Father. So today, may we remember this 23rd Psalm. And in the very last verse, the psalmist tells us that surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Father, that we are a part of your kingdom, and that we know that you are preparing a place for us, and that we will dwell in your house forever. Thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.